Welcome back to another day of License to Chill.
And what an interesting Tuesday it is.
What an interesting Tuesday it is.
Guys, I think the world is ending. The apocalypse is here. Everyone's saying that we're not going to come back to campus after spring break.
Yeah, I don't think we're coming back.
Which blows my mind. Like, I don't think really? It's hit me. Yeah, I don't think it's hit me that like this is an actual like epidemic. That, like, people are worried about?
I don't know. Because I feel like we're in this bubble at school, and, we like, are. It's not that bad here.
We're in the college bubble.
Yeah. Like, my mom was just telling me how, like, everyone's freaking out and buying weird things, like paper towels and kind of just going crazy at the stores.
Also, selfless plug, today's my birthday.
I was going to shout you out, but we were talking about coronavirus.
Well, it's so dreary, and it's my birthday, and I'm 20
Happy
years
birthday!
Old.
Happy birthday!
And I get a radio show on my birthday. How exciting.
I think that's a, like, pretty good, this is pretty exciting.
It's my birthday, we have a radio show, campus might close,
We just had pizza and pasta.
We just had pizza, Hannah and I went to Campus Pizza for my birthday dinner, which was great. My roommate, Maddie, shout out to Maddie, made me such a cute card this morning. I had morning practice today with a beautiful sunrise.
The sunrise just for you.
I know, it was gorgeous birthday. I really can't complain. I went home last weekend, celebrated with my family. My mom baked me a cake.
Oh, that's so cute. It was good.
I saw
cake?
Everybody. It was a marvelous
cake. What kind of cake?
Chocolate mint. Wait, so, like chocolate cake with mint buttercream icing.
Oh my god.
And she also made me my favorite pasta ever, which is a bacon and leek pasta.
Leek.
Leek, yes.
Oh, wait, so is there like a oil and like garlic
it's like a
sauce?
White sauce, like a white sauce with bacon, leek, parmesan cheese, a little bit of salt and pepper. 10 out of 10.
That is very interesting. I'm not gonna yuck your yum until I've tried it, but very.
I don't know if it would have the same like hit with gluten-free pasta.
Stop hating.
I'm not bashing on gluten-free pasta. I'm just saying it might not be.
You've
as good.
Never had good gluten-free pasta.
That is true. I've had, I guess, mediocre gluten-free pasta.
Yeah.
And my dad made me scrambled eggs for breakfast.
Oh, my God. I want real eggs.
Oh, my dad can make real eggs.
Real eggs, man. Like, you don't realize until you're in college and none
powdered
of the eggs
are garbage.
Like, the only way you can eat them is if you, like, put a lot of salt and pepper or, like, maybe if you add, like, eat them with potatoes to sort of,
now,
like
cover when Upper makes those scrambles, like, with stuff in the eggs.
Yeah.
Those are not bad.
Some of them, I hate that they're like, sometimes there's like too many things.
It's not enough eggs sometimes, mm-hmm. I agree, but like at least the egg is pretty decent.
It hides the egg.
Yeah.
Like there was one, we had like, we had practice. It was like a bacon and like veggies. Like it was pretty good, I remember.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's like too many weird things.
Oh, and while we're on the topic of birthdays, I have a ton of shout outs because March is a great month. So, today is also my Uncle Bruce's birthday.
Shout out.
And my dentist's birthday is also today.
Oh, wow. How do you know your dentist's birthday?
Well, because every time I come in, you know, he has your records there. He's like, oh, my God, like, your birthday is March 10th. So is mine. And it's been like that for the last 20 years.
You've had the same dentist for 20 years. Dang.
I've never gone to a different dentist. It's always been Dr. Dave.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so Dr. Dave, happy birthday.
Is that his first name or last name?
His first name is Dave.
Oh, okay.
His last name is Dave Auchter.
Is what?
Auchter, like A-U-C-H-T-E-R.
Interesting.
Shout out to Dr. Dave Auchter, my dentist. You rock.
I thought his last name was Dave Auchter, so it was Dave Auchter.
Oh, no, sorry. I said that wrong. And then Aunt Donna's birthday is tomorrow.
No way.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Aunt Donna.
I know. Our loyal listener and our lovely song recommender. Is that a word?
Yeah, we'll say.
Recommender,
we'll say
yeah.
It is.
Her birthday's tomorrow, and then her husband, my Uncle Brian's birthday, is on Friday.
No way.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
What a crazy week.
No, that's insane. No way.
Yeah, so happy birthday, everybody.
Wow, Cello Jack's birthday.
He has the show before us.
Yeah, I don't think he was here today, though.
He plays Frisbee with Hannah. He's in my history class.
No, he doesn't.
Not anymore. He used to, though, right?
He did for, like, one time. He's in my orchestra class.
Oh, that's why we call him Cello Jack.
Because he plays the cello.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't deserve this much airtime, though.
No, okay, moving on. Should we play some tunes?
I think we should.
On the road? I like this first one. I really like this first one.
I don't remember what song this is, like what it
also
like
the second one. So this is a good batch.
This is a really good batch. Okay, here we go, guys.
All I know, I've been here before. carry me through the night. Cause I gotta go, not a minute more. I need a miracle. I gotta let you know that you're not alone. So I'm coming home. I'm gonna be there. When you wake up, I'm gonna be there. I'm half of the world away, and time is my enemy. When you wake up, I'm gonna be there. When you wake up, I'm gonna be there.
Done to make you stay.
turn away. I wanna be the light in your eyes, every smiling. I wanna be the one who loves you. I got a feeling inside, you know it makes me feel like dying. 'Cause you know I'm always thinking of you. Remember a time looking down that long road. It was you and me and mystery. We go for a ride, drink a toast to happy endings. But now the bottle's dry and empty. Now that you're gone, never to return again. All that we had was history. Hope that you were listening when I say.
Hey guys, so that my headphones are stuck on the okay. So that was Knocking at Your Door by OAR.
Spells OR.
Spells OR.
I wonder why. But it's capitalized with periods, so it looks like an acronym for something.
But like what? Like OR? Like I wonder why. Like what is it? An acronym? Like maybe it's the guy's names or something?
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. Well, maybe we'll look it up. And then the second one was Not Turn Away by the Revivalists, which we played a bunch of the Revivalists the last couple weeks, so I started listening to them. They're like, I didn't really realize. I just knew that one popular song from them.
Wish I Knew You.
Yes.
Yes, that one. You're welcome for that little outburst.
That was good. I liked it. But they have like a lot of rocky things. I thought this was really good with that horn.
Oh, I liked it. Mm-hmm. I was here for it.
Oh, that was really good.
I also liked, the first one was my pick. And I liked it kind of like, Hannah said, kind of a salsa vibe.
Oh,
going
yeah.
On.
It was like a little Latin music. Yeah.
Groovy stuff.
That was cool. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So I just received a new update on the coronavirus, from the crew team. Apparently there's a meeting today.
Yes.
And they're rendering their decision tomorrow.
I heard there's a meeting at 4. So wait, it said they're telling us at 11?
Allison Byerly, our president, is rendering her decision tomorrow at 11.
Interesting.
Stay tuned. Will we have to take online classes for 2 weeks? How will I do my labs? It's a mystery.
I feel like economics can be done online.
I feel like Orgo just can't. I just don't see it happen in physics.
Can you make crystals?
I cannot make crystals. I cannot do X-ray crystallography.
Maybe you could do like crystals at home. Like I've had science books. Make your own crystals at home.
I can make sugar crystals maybe, but not gold nanoparticles and zinc oxide crystals. Let alone run them by X-ray crystallography. That's what I did today, actually. It was fun.
NBD.
Yeah, did a little X-ray crystallography of my zinc oxide crystals in the geology building.
Yes.
That sounds really
all
smart.
All of those words were in English.
It was, I promise. It was English.
Yeah, that did sound really smart.
It's cool stuff.
That is pretty cool.
I have my exam on Thursday.
Good luck.
Cross your fingers for me.
That's exciting. Maybe they'll cancel class.
No.
No. That's like I have 3 tests the week we get back from break. Like, maybe I won't have to take them.
I know. I have 2 the week we come back from break. And I have 2 lab reports, too. So I would not be upset if I had an extra 2 weeks to get that stuff
done. That would be amazing. I mean, even if I had, like, a take-home test, like...
I would do well on an Orgo take-home test.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I understand the material. And when I have a chance to, like, sit down and actually, like, think it through...
Yeah.
Like, I do well on all the homeworks and stuff. But when I get to these time tests, it's just...
Oh, so it's the time?
It's the time. I get so stressed out because I know I don't have enough time. So I like, I don't know, I just need to get the right mindset.
So it's like the SAT where like you don't have enough time and you're
but
stressing out.
But I had more than enough time on the SAT.
Unrelatable. interesting. But it's like that same like time crunch vibe.
Yeah, because like I've taken enough of his test now that I know it's going to be tight for time and I just never get faster. So.
That is hard.
Yeah.
I really, I don't know what to say. Don't sit and dwell on any question.
It is
no dwelling.
No dwelling. I'm kind of excited now for tomorrow at 11. I don't know what I want to hear.
I would like... I don't want to take my tests.
Yeah, but also, like, the fiasco, that would be 2 weeks off of school. Do I go
home for
2 weeks?
Would it be 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
I think, well, including spring break, I guess 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would miss 2 weeks of classes.
Oh, but we would be in Tennessee during spring break.
Yeah, guys, Hannah's on the crew team now. I don't know if we told you. Hannah's a coxswain, and she's coming to Tennessee with us for spring break training.
Yeah, it's envy.
How cool is that?
I know. I don't even know who I am, but...
She's just so cool.
Wow. It'll be an experience.
Coxswains are cool. They are so underrated.
Really?
Like, crew does not happen if you don't have a coxswain. That's what people don't understand.
Wow.
That's no coxswain equals no crew.
No boat.
Unless you want to row the coxless boats, but they're stressful. I couldn't do it.
No.
It's just, like, because I'm a starboard, so... When we row a pair, and pairs don't have coxswains, it's my responsibility to, like, steer as the starboard that sits in the bow.
Bow is back.
Yes. So, like, I'm always looking over my shoulder. Like, I've only been in a pair once.
Stroke is front.
Yes, very good. And then, like, you have to pressure steer. So, like, one person pulls their oar harder than the other, so they steer the boat. And I'm always looking over my shoulder, like, make sure you don't hit stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, make sure people see you because it's a small boat.
Yeah.
It's, like... Stresses me out.
That's like a good training mechanism.
But then I feel like I don't get a good workout in because I'm so focused on not hitting things that I'm not so focused on the rowing.
Have you rowed a lot of pairs?
Only once.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess it's like beginner's stuff. Like, maybe people get comfortable rowing a pair after a while.
Maybe. It seems hard.
I mean, it is hard. I did not have a fun time the first time I did it.
It's a good balance.
My
exercise.
Language deteriorated very quickly. I just got so stressed. It's fun. It's good time. We're happy to have you.
I'm excited. Oh, yay. So far it's been good. I've steered two boats.
She means to say that she's coxed two boats.
Oh, I have coxed two boats. Well, I did steer the boat.
That is coxing. Coxing is steering.
Yep.
Yes. Steering, speaking, the whole nine yards.
Yep. And it was fun. I will say it was very much like, you know, do you play like Wii Resort?
Are you comparing coxing to Wii Sports?
It reminds me when, like, there's, like, the dog fighting and, like, where you're in the plane and you're, like, going around and you're, like, and you, like, turn the thing. It's exactly like that.
That's
like,
funny.
I feel so good. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I got this.
Nice.
Yeah, I will say.
You just got to work on your vocabulary a little bit.
Yeah, because I don't know the vocabulary.
Yeah, it's not quite there. But it'll come with time. It's like a whole other language.
I felt bad because I was like going along and I wanted to tell them to turn around. I'm like, okay, turn around.
You'll get there. It's a whole other language.
Wait, I do you say port, catch, starboard, row?
Ports, hold, or check. Hold
check.
Or check.
It's check.
Ports, check. And then you have to let them check for a little bit.
Because
then if you say starboard row right away, then the boat's still moving too fast, then it doesn't.
Oh, my God. But they should know that by now, that they have to wait.
Well, if you say ports check starboard row, like, all at once, like, you don't understand, like, your word is the word of God on the water. And if you say ports check starboard row all in one sentence, that's what we will do.
But, like, you have to know, like, it's okay. Like, I feel like I'm dealing with, like, a robot when, like, you have to enter, like, turn left.
You really
bend
are.
Bend down 2 inches, go out. Like,
no, you really, that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
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 All right, let's play some more tunes before we talk about crew for this entire hour, because I will if I get the chance.
I like it. Okay, here's the next song.
Enjoy.
So
just like honey. And you take your pills so casually, and you said, come be lost with me. Open.
Say, 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 say. to see. Murder and colonies, land without rivers, raging in the middle of some sad destiny.
Hey guys, that song ended abruptly. So that was Penelope by Early Eyes and Bright Whites by Kishibashi.
Penelope was my pick. That is from the Spotify Discover Weekly playlist.
Hey, that was a pretty chill song.
Very chill. Cute, chill.
It was cute.
Easy going.
Maybe a little too cute for my liking, but it was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice chill.
License to chill.
It's license to chill.
Yeah.
The next one is my pick, Kishibashi, that we played a bunch of, definitely kind of odd, but I thought it was cute.
It was happy.
Yeah, it had, a lot of his songs have like a happy vibe.
Yeah, I like a happy vibe.
I like a happy vibe.
Do you hear music playing from over here?
No, do you, what?
Something over here is playing music.
Oh my god, I hear it.
I don't know what it is. Can you guys hear music right now?
I think there's a record playing.
It's like spinning?
Yeah.
No, but the needle's not down.
Oh. The record is not playing.
Guys, it's a mystery music source.
That is so weird.
Also, I didn't realize it's already 7:30, so maybe we can play another round of tunes?
Wait, 7:30? We're chilling.
Yeah, we're behind.
That's okay.
We got a late start. We couldn't get into the facility.
I don't understand where this music's coming from.
Yeah, I have no idea what over there has the ability to play music.
Where's the CD in?
I thought that was just like the transmitting stuff.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out.
Maybe we can play another round of music. Oh, careful, you bumped your mic.
Play another round of music.
And we'll try and figure out what over here is playing music.
Oh, yes.
And we can let you guys know.
Yeah, but we, yeah. Okay, we'll figure it out. Yeah, we also had trouble getting in here. That's right. Okay. Okay, so we're playing another batch. This is a good batch. I don't remember what
that's
this...
That's the super chill one.
Oh, like the super chill one.
Yeah.
From, this is Chris's one, right?
Yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out. We'll give you a proper shout out when it's over.
Yeah, don't worry. Okay, here we go.
Love is such a pretty thing, oh, but lately it's been hard to find. For I can taste it when the wind blows in, and I can see it hiding on the mountainside. But I never thought it could be this bad. Yeah, and I lost all the love I had. So Olivia, won't you let me in? Yeah, I'm in love again. And if I was a wealthy man, don't you know I would spend all my dimes on you? And if I held you, lover, in my giving hand, don't you know I would make it so all your dreams come true? 'Cause
Cause I never thought it could be this bad. Yeah, and I lost all the love I had. So Olivia, won't you let me in? Yeah, I'm in love again. But how could you be so far away from me? And why did you leave me all alone? What can I do to make you love me too? So I wrote a song for you, but I'm still alone. I'm all alone. When everything was gold. Yeah, I remember. Cause doll, I was sleeping with you. But if I could do it all again, don't you know I would never, never ever run around on you. Cause I never thought it could be this bad. Yeah, and I lost all the love I had. So Olivia, won't you let me in? Yeah, I'm in love again. Oh Olivia, love, won't you be my friend? Yeah, I'm in love again. Thank you.
Hey guys, we're back. So that batch was Olivia by Rayland Baxter. Shout out to Olivia the dog that I don't think this song is named after. But that's who's Alexander Olivia Andrews' dog.
Aww.
She's so cute. Her, like, every time she walks, her butt is super fluffy and it's like... Kr, kr,
kr. Is it like a small dog?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm going to show you a picture of her. And the second one was Tossing Tears by Twin Peaks, which I just discovered recently. But we did play another song by Twin Peaks. I think that they're like, they're pretty good. I've been wanting to listen to them, and get into their music. So I started listening to the radio.
I like it. It's good.
This is Olivia.
Oh my gosh, she's so, she's so tiny.
I know, they're so small and they like scurry on the floor because they're like,
is it a dachshund?
It's a Pekingese.
I don't know what that is, but it's cute.
Yeah. There's three of them.
Oh my god.
It's a lot. Shout out to Peekaboo and Oreo.
Oh.
Here's Peekaboo and Oreo.
Oh, they're all different colors.
They're all different colors.
That's so cute.
And they just, like,
they've got a whole collection.
They just scurry around.
Oh. That's adorable.
Yeah,
they're both looking at you.
Yeah, they follow you around the kitchen.
Oh, that's so cute. The first song, Olivia by Raymond Baxter. Shout out Chris, my brother.
Shout out Chris.
He sent that to me when I was home over the weekend. He thought I would like it, and it's good. It's a good chill vibe. Good chill song.
Mm-hmm.
A little too chill for Hannah, but
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe, you know, it's like, it was definitely like a good, I remember when I was hearing it yesterday, like, I don't know if I would like listen to it like on my walk to school, like that's when my walk to class, but like, you know, nice like chill, like a background song,
study song,
like I'd say that'd be really good. I feel like when I'm walking to class, I like to listen to music that's like more edgy and I'm like, yeah, like I'm so cool. And I show up in class and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm listening to music.
You're the cool kid.
Yeah, I'm so cool.
As long as you're not that kid that like plays your music out loud.
Oh my, I told you, I talked to you about
this. Yeah. I don't want to hear your music when I'm walking to class.
No, what is up with that? Also, the people who play music out loud in like Farrenon.
Yes.
What is up with that?
I don't want to hear it. If I wanted to hear it, I would put my earbuds in and play it for myself.
Like, I was in Marquee, which is like... Like, at least Farrenon, like, the bottom is, like, the student center or whatever. Yeah. But, like, Marquee is just, like, straight-up dining hall. These people are, like, playing music out loud. Like, they were sitting at, like, the long tables where, I think, like, the sorority sometimes sit there. And I was sitting at a square table by the window. So, like, kind of far away. And they were just blasting. It was, like, 1:30 on a Friday during lunch. It was, like, kind of late, but, like...
I just feel like that's rude.
I don't. And I kind of was like glaring at them, and I think they could tell I was annoyed. But like, what?
Like, you're in a very public place like that.
I don't.
Like, other people
like,
don't
do
want to listen to your music.
About. I cannot fathom.
Ugh.
Ugh. These people. Ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. The nerve. The audacity.
Yeah, the people in Farrenon, like, I guess I kind of, like you said, understand it because it is the student section.
Mm.
But, like, it's an open floor plan. Like, I can hear your music when I'm upstairs eating dinner.
Yeah.
I can hear it when I'm downstairs eating dinner.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I also don't like it. It's not my style of music.
The other day, there was this guy listening to, like, it was like a, like, it wasn't even music. It was like a soundtrack. So it was like, like the same like rhythm, like maybe there was a rap somewhere in it, but like I didn't hear the rap.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was
good. Yeah,
weird.
Not my style.
Interesting.
But what can you do?
What can you
people
do?
People will be people.
People are people, and what can you be? No, we're not playing that song.
I know that song.
I think it's like Depeche Mode, or it's like some like song that my dad played, we used to play on Friday night. Maybe we'll play it one day. Should we play more tunes?
I think we should.
Okay. Oh yeah, we were gonna gossip.
You can't tell them we're gonna gossip.
Why not?
It's part of this. It's a secret.
Oh, we're not gossiping. We're gonna talk nicely about people.
Well, on that note, enjoy.
Okay.
to make me wonder about their past. And as I looked around, I began to notice that we were nothing like the
Okay, guys, so that was... Oh, I'm going to run through it. So that was Mountain Sound by Of Monsters and Men, I'm Never Gonna Let You Down Again by Balthazar, Fire by Disco Punk. And the first one was Elizabeth's pick. I thought that was a pretty, like, chill, good Of Monsters and Men song.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't really have time to chat much about these. But, yeah, Mountain Sound was my pick, and Fire by Disco Punk was my pick.
Mm-hmm. I like that last one.
It was good fun. Good ending.
Yeah, Balthazar, a little weird. But, anyway.
I'm not sure when we'll see you next. We definitely have spring break next week, so you will not hear us next week. Whether or not we come back to campus is to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
So, it might be a while until you guys hear us again.
I do have a test, supposedly.
Yes, you definitely won't hear Hannah. We have to work out some scheduling issues.
We'll figure it all out.
But, we will keep you guys updated.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully
you'll hear from us soon.
But hope you guys have a good week.
Stay healthy.
Get that toilet paper.
Apparently Wegmans is out of toilet paper, FYI. All right, and it's 8 o'clock, so we've got a boogie.
See you guys.
Bye, folks.